Welcome to Beer and Business. You found the best podcast for entrepreneurs. We serve crafty business knowledge, comedy, and yes, beer. And now it's time for our hosts. If he were to pat you on the back, you'd list it on your resume. It's Jake Mullins. And his beer never gets warm. It just sits there, staying frosty, waiting for him. Mr. John Winnie. And if you spell his name in Scrabble, you automatically win. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Darren Flanagan.
Folks, welcome back to Beer and Business. Today is Wednesday, February 12th. This is Jake.
This is Darren.
And today on the show, we are talking about the secret to work-life balance. I'm really excited to have this conversation, Darren. We get asked a lot about how to balance, you know, business and personal life, something that comes up a lot in mentoring and just in other entrepreneurs we meet. So I think it's going to be an important conversation.
This will be. Now, I'm really quick, because I'm reading that if I was dyslexic, and I'm just saying, when I'm reading the show notes, the secret to work-life balance, I almost read it quickly and I was like, the secret life of balance? What? Oh, I thought it was like the version two of Secret Life of Pets. So anyway, but
wow, folks, Darren Flanagan, he can't even freaking read the show notes.
Enough about that.
Well, before we get into more of Darren's dyslexia, we have to drink some beer.
We do.
We are drinking Rebel IPA from Jailhouse Brewing, the official beer of the Beer and Business Podcast. But today we have some sad and exciting news to share with you.
Great sorrow, but great excitement, as you said.
Yeah. So Jailhouse Brewing has decided to close.
What?
Yes, they are closing the brewery, and it is sad. They were the fourth craft brewery in the state of Georgia. They've been a really good partner to the show, but it's a long, complicated story. Mm-hmm. But they wanted to tell us to thank you, our listeners. You guys have been a huge support to them.
Amazing.
There's been a lot of people that have gone out there just because you listened to us on the podcast and you went out and had some delicious beverages. They really do brew amazing beer. And, you know, we're going to miss them. And, you know, we really appreciate what they've done for the show. But you know what they say, Darren? When a door closes, a window opens.
A window.
And we had a hell of a window open.
Oh, this is like double doors. But I do have to say, Glenn, thank you very much for everything. Yeah. Your beer is going to be missed, but your company will not be. And I know Jake is a good friend of Glenn's.
Yep.
And I've gotten to know Glenn over this past year, and he is a stand-up guy. So we're going to raise a glass really quick to Glenn and Jailhouse.
Yeah. So thank you for everything, guys. It's been a lot of fun. Your beer is delicious. You'll never be forgotten.
Mm-mm. Now let's talk about
that. But with that sad news, the window's opened. We are announcing today that the official beer of the Beer and Business Podcast is going to be Lime Creek Brewing right here in Peachtree City, Georgia.
It's like a stone's throw away.
It is. It's like almost literally across the street. Wow. That is a really big deal. We're super excited. They're excited. There is a lot that we're going to be able to do together. Lime Creek has really done a fantastic job in the community. They brew really good beer. So I think this is all around going to be a really exciting sponsorship and partnership. And we are going to have a business networking celebration event with Lime Creek at the brewery on March the 12th at 6 o'clock, from 6 to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. You are invited. So we want you guys to come out and hang out with us, try some of their delicious beer, network with some other like-minded professionals. It's going to be a great event. You'll see more. We'll announce it on social. We'll be talking about it as we get closer to the event. We will have it on our website. So tell everybody that you know to come out, celebrate with us, have a delicious beer, and maybe you'll meet your next boss or your next client out there.
Oh,
I mean, that'd kind of be cool.
My next boss?
Well, yes.
I have too many bosses.
Yes, we do. So, Darren, without further ado, let's jump into this topic. We wanted to talk about work-life balance. It's timely for many reasons. Number one, we just spoke to Dana Black last week about nutrition and health. And if you haven't listened to that episode yet, you've got to go back and listen to it. It's totally fascinating. She did an amazing job.
Don't shame us for what we did at 8 o'clock in the morning. We really respect our sponsors and
You know, we drink beer at 8 o'clock in the morning if that's what the job calls for.
Because we had to.
But this topic about work-life balance is largely huge. Mental, spiritual health. And so piggybacking off of what we just talked about last week is going to be cool. And then also, you know, I wanted to tie this in because the way all this timing has worked out is funny, but I'm actually going on vacation next week. And it's the first time I've been on a bona fide vacation since I started my business. And anybody that started a business knows that it's not easy to take your first vacation.
Not at all.
But it's been on my mind a lot as I've thought about how to handle our business that's growing and getting more complex. And so hopefully you'll get a lot out of this discussion.
I think so.
I think so too. So let's start, Darren, with defining work-life balance. I think this is something that most people struggle with work-life balance because they don't even understand what work-life balance is.
Okay, you should understand what it is, but I think it's been one of those terms that's been brought up in the past decade or so, and it's like a catchphrase, but there is a purpose behind it if you just don't bring it up like, hey, let's talk about your work-life balance. There's a real definitive need, and there's a necessity for it. So,
well, there is, but I think the challenge is a lot of people think about work-life balance, they think about it like a scale. You know, on one side you've got work and on the other side you have personal life. And this time over here is for work and this time over here is for personal. And we don't really take the time to define what success looks like in achieving balance in life. And I don't even refer to it as work-life balance. I just call it balance.
It's a balance. And it is 2020. So there's probably a little more balance that should be involved this year. No, never mind.
Oh, I see what you did there. 20 is equal to 20. Wow, Darren, that was a...
it's really not that big of a deal, Jake. Don't give me that much credit for it, okay?
No, I'm just fascinated at how your mind works. Darren Flanagan, folks, there you go. No, but let's first of all talk about this. So there's a lot of things that we need to think about. It's time at work.
Yes.
Right? So some of us, especially... you know, executives or entrepreneurs, you know, we go through these periods like I'm in one now where I'm spending a lot of time working. And that will go in, like a lot of people will define the time at work as part of the element of work-life balance. Mm-hmm. So there's that separation.
Right.
So I've got my home time, I've got my work time.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you work to live or do you live to work?
Well, both, if I'm going to be brutal.
Okay. Where is your priority in life? And that's what you, right. And we're going to get to that.
No, we are. But I mean, that's exactly right. There's also things like stress and expectations and purpose. You know, what's your purpose in work? So there's a lot of things to consider when it comes to work-life balance. But really, you know, you gotta spend some time defining for yourself what that looks like. And we can't define this. Like, there's not a definition of work-life balance for you because it's going to be different for some than others.
There is.
You know, some people, they are not very career-minded.
True.
Right? You know, and if you're not, it's okay. If your goal in life is to try to work 40 hours or less.
Right.
And you're not really concerned about, you know, having a bigger house or moving next to the lake or whatever, and you just want that personal time, like your definition of success will be different than somebody else's.
Obviously.
Do you want to influence your community? Do you want to be a leader in your community? I mean, that might require more, you know, sacrifice of time and treasure and things that would cause your definition of balance and success to be different. But I think ultimately it's coming down to what is it that would make me happy? What do I want out of life? It's a big question, but you have to take the time to define that and understand that you should never think about it in terms of over here, I've got work, over here, I've got life. And it's, you know, there's kind of like this dividing line between them.
So Mr. Winnie's not with us today.
Right. Yeah, what else is new?
Do you have an idea of what, just before we go into this, what do you think his work-life balance is like? Where's his priority?
Well, I mean, you know, it's different for everybody. I mean, he's, you know, his
the garage finally.
I doubt finishing
building
that.
The truck or just raiding Jake's beer refrigerator.
He may be in my beer refrigerator right now, which would totally suck. So anyway,
let's move on.
But yeah, it's just really important. Try to figure out what it is that you're going to, you know, try to get out of life. Understand that because of technology, the time at work and your personal time are going to blend. And we'll get into some of this.
More than they used to.
A lot more than they used to. So this is a difficult thing, but we're going to help you try to achieve that balance in your life. And we've got some practices that we think will help you achieve balance in your life. Even if you don't know exactly how to define what that work-life balance is yet. So the first one is to find a job or a business that you love. But Darren, I caution people because you've heard the phrase, you know, find a job you love and you'll never work another day in your life.
Not true.
That is complete horse crap.
Not true at all.
You should absolutely seek a career or a business, you know, make a living doing something that you're really passionate about and love.
Yes.
But Darren, you're going to work your tail off, right?
For which one?
Well,
the job that you love or the job
either.
That
I mean, it's, you, yeah, you do something you love, it's still going to feel like you're working.
This, what you're saying, it goes to both categories. So if you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, which we address a lot,
yep.
Find something that you that you're good at, that you enjoy to create that business and earn money doing it. But then it's also on the corporate side. So if you go work for a company, find a company that a position that you'll enjoy and that hopefully can reward you in other aspects and then helps with that balance, right?
Yeah. So talk to us about your experience, Darren, as an entrepreneur. You used to be in corporate America.
I did.
And you stepped out as an entrepreneur, probably working harder than you've ever worked before. But talk about your experience and the difference in your satisfaction with what you do.
Wow. There is always satisfaction in both the corporate world and being a business owner. And that's personal satisfaction, making sure that you're able to take on that challenge and succeed in either place. In the corporate world, it was different. I mean, because without me there, the business is still going to run. There's enough people around because it was big enough to, hey, if you're not there, although they would make you feel like you need to be there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I work for a $4 billion corporation and a $5 billion corporation. They can manage a week without me.
Sure.
But on now taking on as a small business owner, obviously there's a lot more involved on a daily basis, probably more sleepless nights. And the risk is higher, I think.
But oh, yeah.
You mitigate that risk and you wouldn't take that chance, hopefully, for anybody who's considering going into business for themselves without making sure that it's a viable business to go into. So, but there are times in the corporate world, I was able to establish, you know, tell people, this is my time off. I can unplug a little quicker. The transition between work and home allowed that. As a small business owner, it's not so much. So when you talk about work-life balance, and especially when you're launching a business, there's a lot more time that you put into that business. And so defining that balance, I think it becomes quality time as opposed to quantity of time a lot more.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I spent several years at a wireless startup, and it was a very big startup backed by AT&T. And, you know, I had a really big job, and we all were working our arses off. But it was funny, man. I had so many people in that experience. They would come to me and tell me things, and they all said the same thing. They'd say, you know, I've never worked harder in my life, but I've never been happier. And I'm sure, and then of course I was feeling the same thing. And then now in the business that my wife and I have started, you know, I've never worked as hard as I'm working now. I mean, I'm just going balls out 7 days a week right now, but I've never been happier, more satisfied with the work that I'm doing.
I think that's it.
So it's like, you're right. It's not quality. It's quantity. And, you know, we did find something that we love. I love doing what we're doing. I love being a member of the community, working as hard as we are. It does feel like work some days.
Do you think it's because you're closer to the ground level? being a small business owner, because you're more one-to-one with your clients and the achievements. I mean, each milestone you hit, it's like, holy crap, I did that. And there's a lot more reward. You work for big, for big corporate. And it's
I think that's part of
it. Yay, we hit a revenue goal of this. And it's great when you do, because it took a team to do it. But on a smaller scale, it's like, you really, really need to celebrate.
Oh, yeah, because you did
the
it.
Rewards. And it's like,
you did.
Yes.
It. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's part of it. But I think, again, going back to the beginning of this conversation, it's going to be different for everybody. What, you know, makes me tick might not make somebody else tick. But we found something that we really enjoy. I do not feel like I'll never work another day in my life because I work my ass off.
Well.
But I actually enjoy the work, right?
Right.
So it's all about, you know, really being happy with what you do. And as you said, you know, that quality over quantity. I'd rather be really joyful for 30 minutes in a day than be mediocrely happy all freaking day. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
So I think it's important to get yourself in a position where you are doing something that you really enjoy, whether it's business or job.
Well, you're not working for the man now. You're working for
I'm working
everyone.
For the woman at home.
Working for the men and women, because that's who's going to help provide my next paycheck.
All right. So that's the first part. Find something that you love. The second thing when it comes to finding balance is prioritization. Now, Darren, this is an interesting one because I think a lot of people think about their priorities being static, right? So it's like God first, family, friends, you know, whatever. They kind of got their hierarchy of priorities, but that's not real life, right?
It isn't, but it's a good template to start from.
Sure.
And if you can kind of use that as your guidelines versus, you know, you have your...
I think about those as values, not priorities.
That's probably a better way to put it.
Yeah.
Much better way to put it.
Because you know, if you were to ask me where my values lie, like what makes me who I am, like, yeah, it's in that order. It's God, it's family, it's all that.
Much better.
But prioritization is trying to figure out, there's 10 things I can do. Which one should I do first? Which one do I not need to do? And how do I figure out the order in which to get them done? Sure.
Well, you have people that would say, it doesn't matter. God's always first in your priorities. And you can get up in the morning. As soon as you open your eyes, first thing you do is say a quick prayer and move on.
Sure. So I would agree with that.
But that's your values.
Yeah, I do.
That's your core values. And then family is next, unless you wake up and you're kids are coughing all over you. Then that becomes, I'm sorry, God, that becomes the priority. And yes. I'll get to you next.
Exactly. But the whole point is, this is more of a practical exercise.
Yes.
So, you know, you've got all this stuff going on. And, you know, there are times as whether you're an entrepreneur or you work somewhere, there's going to be days where there's 30 things that need to get done. You can only get 20 done.
That's every day.
It feels like every day anymore.
It always is. I know. You know, you go through that. You have that old notebook thing, right? You look at your calendar, everything you did today, and then what you didn't get done, you prioritize it and you put your big thing first the next morning. I've trying to think the last time I've ever had a day where I accomplished everything on my list.
Just doesn't happen.
Well, I mean, you might do it in big business, but, and you probably agree, I would assume you would agree with me, as a small business owner, shit happens all day long.
Yep.
And it's like, I'll get to it when I can. But then again, there are times when shit happens, but I'm like, I'm sorry, I have to do this now.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. So this is an active exercise that you should be doing every day. Mm-hmm. And you should write it down. Like, yes. I will literally write stuff down, you know, and Kelly and I work as partners. So we have to communicate a lot on this to make sure that we're doing what needs to be done for that. It's a weekly exercise.
Right.
And then it's a daily exercise. And what you'll find is there's like, you know, let's just say you've got a list of 20 things. So there might be 15 business things and 5 personal, but then you prioritize them and there's 2 business things and then there's a personal thing and then it gets back to business. And, you know, so you start to realize, okay, if I'm only going to get to 10 things, these are the 10 I'm going to do because I've listed them out, I've prioritized them.
Right.
And I find that when you do that, just, you know, by nature, if we hadn't gone through that exercise, that personal thing that was like my third priority, I may have pushed that to tomorrow or later because just instinctively, I think all the business stuff's got to get done first.
No, that's great advice.
And then I run out of time and it's like, shit.
Yeah, but that's great advice. Mm-hmm. And the other part of that, as we discussed with Dana, is you can't really get on yourself if you didn't get everything on your list done. Because there's always,
yeah,
I know people, there's not always tomorrow, but there is always tomorrow. Okay.
Right.
So.
Well, and that's the other thing too. It
carries over.
And you know, that's the other thing that you can do too on your prioritization is if there is something that has to be done today, then it's on a deadline.
Yeah.
And get it done today. And if you can't, then whoever you owe it to, find out if it could be done tomorrow.
Like going to the doctor's office. If you got to get it done because you can't go in 2 months, you know, yeah, the next appointment is in 2 months, go get it done today.
But again, if you're doing this every single day, you're going to find that you're going to have less and less of those situations where you can't fit something in because you're taking the time to plan for it and you're doing it on a day-to-day basis and just recognizing that those things are going to change every day.
That'll reduce your stress.
It will, which interestingly enough, Darren, leads into the next practice.
I didn't even look down.
Well, I know because you can't even read the notes because you're freaking dyslexic.
I got all fours, wait, six eyes on. I got six eyes on today.
So the next one, so we talked first of all about finding something you love, then prioritization. The next one is invest in your health.
Holy shit.
Which again, this is timely.
Like the great Kreskin.
No, you're not. You're like Darren Flanagan is what you're like. But this, like I said in the beginning, this is timely because of the conversation we had with Dana right last week. But investing time or money into your own health, physical, mental, spiritual, that's really important because I don't know about you, but I have seen many times with myself how underlying health issues can just manifest themselves in dissatisfaction with what I'm doing,
mm-hmm,
you know? And I'll give you like the really like glaring, easy example. If you're sick, yeah, and you feel like crap, how happy are you doing your work?
I'm not at all.
Right. You just want to lay in bed. You're like, F this.
I'm going to binge on Netflix today.
Yeah. You're not at all happy doing something right you're probably happy doing on a regular basis, but you just don't feel like it. That's an extreme example, but it is an example of how health, however big and obvious it might seem like having the flu or something that's really under the surface and insidious, like maybe, you know, dealing with some mental health, you know, issues like depression or something like that. These things can manifest themselves, even, you know, not having energy.
Oh, I
like such a glaring one, right?
I went through that.
Yeah.
I really did. Working, yeah, kind of a brought in to help grow a company. I mean, they were established, but they were a freaking train wreck. So trying to organize it, but, and the hours weren't bad. I had time off. On my personal side, I had a lot of time. It was great for that. But when I was at work, I had physical things that started happening. It was like, mm-hmm, what the heck? You know, spots of hair coming out because of stress. This is happening. My skin's doing. It was really, it was a joy when I finally was able to walk away from that job, mm-hmm, and go on to the next one because that created so much stress in my life and it did carry over. Even though I had plenty of time to spend with my family,
mm-hmm,
I was on tilt.
Sure.
And so it took a while each day to have that self recognition that, okay, I'm not doing well as dad today. I'm not communicating with my kids. They're kind of like, hey, we want to be around you, but we're, you know, tiptoeing around me. And then when I finally got out of that mode and hit my,
yeah,
I'm home groove, all was good. But it was,
well, it sounds like the job was part of the issue.
Oh yeah.
But, you know, there's times when it may not be the job. It may be something at home. And you know, this could be really cyclical. Some one can feed the other.
Bad bourbon.
yeah, that happens sometimes when you drink.
We had some type of, you know, light beer in the fridge. But this was before craft beers.
Oh, yeah. Yucky.
I was out of Guinness at that time.
Mm, that would be a problem. Anyway,
you've gone through that too, though, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. And here's another thing to think about when it comes to health and balance. I think a lot of people will probably relate to feeling like just completely exhausted, right? Mm-hmm. Long day in your business or at your job, you get home and you're like, oh, I'm just wiped out. I got nothing left. Mm-hmm. And then there's your family like, hey, it's time for us. And you're like,
right. Yeah,
you know, there's nothing there. Again, health, right? If you were in better shape, if you felt better, if you had more energy, which are all things that you would get from investing in yourself,
right?
Then it's like, well, I've got that hour at the end of the day, but I feel like crap. So it's not good. It's not quality.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden I got energy left and I can take advantage of that hour. So there's so many ways that being healthy in general, mm-hmm. physical, mental, spiritual, these are things that will help you find balance overall in life.
And last week, Dana gave us some nuggets on those too. I was like, you know what, Jake? I know you were saying, I don't get to work out as much. You don't get to do
sure.
that. She's like, just get up 10 minutes of movement every day.
And I started doing that.
You know, and that was one thing. Looking at your diet, be conscious of what you're doing. You know, modify your diet.
Although
slowly.
I got to tell you, man, it's not working.
It's not.
It's not. No, I get up every morning now and I'm doing 16 ounce curls for 10 minutes. I've been feeling like shit.
Water, Jake. Water. Not coffee. Water. Anything.
Oh, actually, she didn't mean to drink beer.
And she
in the
probably would have told you. She was
drinking beer with us in the morning. I thought that's what she
yeah,
meant.
But she had lemon water. They will tell you the first thing to get up is have the lemon water.
Yes.
Then wait do 20 some minutes movement. Before you have, but 10 minutes of movement first thing. Well, she did say meditation for a couple minutes or self-inflection or whatever you want for a few minutes and then 10 minutes of movement.
Yeah. And I've been doing that and it does help. But you know, just going back to the overall point, invest in your health. You're right. The healthier you are, the better you're going to find balance in your life. You know, this isn't an episode about that. I mean, we went into that in great detail in the last one, but just know that the healthier you are, the better you're going to find balance. Here's the next one. This is a really big topic. And this is where we start to get into the meat of some of this conversation. This is a tough one because if you're an entrepreneur, you're probably working your butt off.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, Darren, but I'm working typically 7 days a week. Even if it's sometimes I might have a short day, maybe I'll work for, you know, 1 or 2 hours on a Sunday, but I don't get a day off.
I was with you last Saturday and that's how it was.
Yeah. I mean, I was literally sliding in sideways, but we got beer. Thank God.
We did have beer, but you didn't even, I poured Jake a beer and it just sat there on the counter and he walked away. And you were on the phone for like right. 30 minutes with a client before you came back. And then you had a little nip of that beer and you were still, you still had to get some work done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dude, I came over here to hang out. What the hell? But so I understand. No.
I've been working. In points in my life where I had a job.
Yeah.
And I could work 5 days a week and I had 2 days off.
5 and 2.
That was great. Those days are gone. Now it's, you know, I'm running a business and I'm literally available 7 days a week and in varying scales. And you're in, chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably finding yourself in a very similar situation.
Hell yeah.
Here's the thing. You got to be realistic about what it is you're getting. And as Darren said in the beginning, it's about quality, not quantity. One of the things that I've done is I have started to look for moments. So knowing that I'm not going to always get days off.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I can't tell you the last time I had a day off was over Christmas break.
Okay.
That's the last time I had a full day off.
Right.
So you may not get days off, but you can find times. Like, and sometimes it's in the middle of the day. Like it's, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon and it's like, okay, I've got a little bit of time before I need to do the next thing.
You're talking about getting a quickie?
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately not. So, I'm getting too old for that. Might throw my back out. sorry, folks. Darren Flanagan, folks. I mean, geez, a freaking podcast with this guy.
I just threw you off your game.
No, you didn't. So it's like, you know, sometimes it's like, hey, I got a little bit of time. I'm just going to sit on the porch or I'm going to read for a minute or I'm going to go out in the garage and tinker with something, get my mind off work. There are times now where I'm finding like these little 15 minute
right.
nuggets where it's like, I'm just going to step away for a minute.
Yeah. You need to, that's smart. And that's important.
And if you find yourself working a lot of hours, you need to think about it in those terms. Like when the moment arrives, take it.
Well, and for people who have a companion, a significant other and or a family,
mm-hmm.
right. I'm sure that's right where their mind is going.
Yeah.
And for somebody who's an individual, they're like, cool, I've got this quiet time. Well, it doesn't matter. that's a balance in itself, because even if you do have a family, that 10 minutes you're talking about when, you know, all the kids are at school, Kelly's out working, sure, and you're like, I got 10 minutes to myself to do nothing or whatever you want. And don't feel bad about that when you do it.
Well, you know? I'll give you an example. The other night, it was one of those days where it had started, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, going at it all day long. And I was at home alone with my oldest son. Mm-hmm. And it was like 8 o'clock at night and just getting around to making something to eat. Like, it was one of those long days. And
poor kid.
I know. We were both starving. So, you know, I made something really quick for us to eat. And it could have been one of those things where we just ate real quick and I'm, you know, trying to get things ready. I mean, life is hectic, but I realized it's just him and I in the house. We're going to eat. So we sat down at the table and just talked. And it was literally like, you know, 10, 15 minutes. It wasn't a long time, but we had a great talk. And it was one of those things where I'm still thinking about it. Mm-hmm. In a day that I literally, and I had to do some work after that too. In a day, I literally probably worked 16 hours. I found 15 minutes to connect differently than I normally do. That was a conscious decision. I recognized an opportunity and I took it. And that stands out. If it stands out to me, I know it stands out to him.
It's huge. That's huge.
So in the normal chaos of our day-to-day routine, 3 kids in the house, you know, Kelly and I and all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah.
We don't always get those moments, but I recognize it. And it was small. It was this little teeny thing, but it's like, you have to say it's there. Grab it.
Yep.
Look for those. I just call them nuggets. I look for those little nuggets of time, whether it's for me, whether it's for my wife or one of my friends or family member or my kids. Mm-hmm. Just find them. They're not going to be huge. Shut up. You ass. I have a pet dove, folks, and he never freaking lets me.
Anyway. Yeah. Live it down. It is. And I think where it magnifies is with the kids. Mm-hmm. And whether it's if you have multiple kids and you're giving all of them your undivided attention or some of them, but that one-on-one, mm-hmm, when nobody else is around and nobody, like, you had that.
It's like, yeah.
Dad, I've got your undivided attention.
Sure.
Right now, this is awesome.
Yeah. So just, you know, find those chances. And it's funny. I feel like, In all transparency, Darren, this is one of the things I've been working on in a discipleship group that I'm in with my church for over a year now. Mm-hmm. And this has probably been one of the biggest personal journeys I've been on, is try to figure out how to do this better. And I feel like now I've probably got less time than I've ever had since I had kids.
Okay.
But I feel like they're getting more of me than they ever did before. If that makes any sense, because I'm figuring out how to, when those opportunities come up, how do you seize them? How do you make a little bit of magic, mm-hmm, and then move on?
Which is true, because your partner, your wife, and for other people, if they have a partner, believe it or not, there's always, and I've realized this, I've always known it, but I've come to realization with it more recently. The beginning and the end of your day, that's who gets your last bit of attention, or should.
Sure.
Okay. And I know, because the person I'm with, our bedtimes are different, right? She goes to bed earlier than I do, and I stay up, you know, later. But before she goes to bed, I'm beginning, you know, I've had to realize that there's that quality time with her. Mm-hmm. After everything else is done in the house, everybody else has gone to sleep, and it's like, now this is her last bit of time.
Sure.
Before she nods off. And that's important. And I have to make sure I make it important for her as well. And in the morning, when you get up, even if you get up at different times, that first few minutes, 5 minutes, that's the first person. Same with the kids when they get,
sure,
up. If you're with them, man, let's make it a great day. You're the one who decides how great that day is. And it'll feed back to you as well. It's like, man, my kids went out the door with an extra skip in their step. And that's that quality time that you're talking about.
Yeah. And it makes you feel better about the time you're spending in your business too. So there's a, you know, again, going back to that quality versus quantity, if you were thinking about things on a scale, you know, that's a lot of weight in that little bit of time. Huge. Yeah. Here's the other thing too, is a related topic, you know, so we talked about finding those opportunities, but this is one that Darren and I actually got in an argument about before we started the show.
Taking my glasses off, folks. Here we go again, round two.
But I think we both realized what we were saying. We were saying a lot of the same things. It's really important to be fully present in those moments when you're needed, right?
It is.
But one of the things that's going to be critical, especially for you as an entrepreneur, is recognize those opportunities, but don't set hard boundaries in the sand, because if you do, you're probably going to set yourself up for failure. And I'll give you the example that Darren and I were talking about before the show, and you started throwing stuff at me.
Well, and don't get me wrong. We agree on this.
And, we do.
But it's the approach. And so listen to what Jake is really trying to tell you guys.
So the other day, you know, let me give you one of my biggest pet peeves. You get time, you know, talking about that time, you get the time to go out to dinner with your family or your significant other or whatever. And then you see people out at restaurants and they're just sitting there looking at phones. It's right. Like, oh my God, what are you doing? Like, this is not the time. Talk. You're sharing a meal. Talk. There's a reason why some of the most significant things that Jesus said were at the Last Supper. Because there's something about sharing a meal with somebody, like that's when you should be connecting.
Maybe you should have said it before.
This is Jesus we're talking about. He's kind of smarter than us.
Yeah.
Yes. But you go out and you see these people and they're having discussion, or they're not having discussions at dinner. They're on their phones. So, you know, Kelly and I had an opportunity. We've been working so hard and we had a chance to be like, you know what? Let's just go out to lunch. Let's just go out to lunch, talk, have a good time. And we did. And it was one of those where it's a no phone time. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to be sitting here looking at my phone, checking emails or calling clients. Like, we're just here to hang out and just be with each other.
Gazing into her eyes with a...
Well, she can't help it. I mean, look at me.
Anyway. No, I meant you gazing into her eyes.
Right. And, it would not be reciprocated. She's like, oh my God, you need to shave. But anyways... We had something come up during lunch. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a 911 on the business and we had to deal with it. And we did. And we were sitting there for probably 10, 15 minutes, just, you know, texting, emailing, calling people. And we got it done. And it was one of those things that was very time sensitive. It was really like a get on it right now type of thing.
Right.
And we had to do it. And the whole point in saying don't set boundaries is I could very easily have said, when I get that opportunity to have a date, whether it's lunch or dinner or whatever it is, I'm not going to use my phone. Well, if I'd have set that as a hard boundary for myself, I would have let myself down.
You're true. That's true.
And it's important when you're trying to find balance, don't set yourself up only to let yourself down.
Right.
It is really important to find those times when it is just you and a loved one, or when you can turn it off, find a hobby or something like that. But it's important to know that in today's connected world and the demands on your business, you may not always get that luxury, you know? And one of the things that Darren and I were talking about is, you know, I will find those times with my kids at night. And on a general night, I'll say, you know what? I've got the next hour. I'm going to sit down with them, play with them, whatever. But I will keep track of my phone. You know, if text messages come in, I will watch them because my business is time sensitive. Uh-huh. We have contracts that have time sensitivity to them.
Right.
So I will sit there and I will glance and, oh, I can get to that later. Goes right back in the pocket and I'm still there with my kids. But there are times when I've had those, I'm sitting there with the kids, I'm having a great time and a 911 comes in and it's like, I got to handle it.
So
what, Darren? He's going to throw things at me.
This is where we are. And I was playing devil's advocate with Jake. And I get it. And whether it's, you know, setting time aside for the family, friends, significant other, yourself, and your business. And what it is, I think it depends on the person's business and where they establish it. And
absolutely.
The
totally agree with that.
The point of this, folks, is you don't have to set the boundaries to set yourself up to fail,
right,
to have a negative thought about it the next day.
Which, don't think about it in terms of boundaries. Think about it in terms of, again, prioritization.
Right. Or it's not
because right now my priority is spending time with the kids.
Yes,
and loving on them and spending the next hour.
Question.
Yeah,
we were in the mountains. We had no freaking cell coverage up there.
Yeah.
Did you miss a phone call?
No, because I had cell signal.
Did you take
one of us had a phone that worked?
Did you, when we were fishing on the pond that day with the boys, did you ever look at your phone during that time?
I did.
Damn you.
I did.
You know what?
But you know did what? They know?
I didn't.
I know you didn't, but I was in a position where I had active contracts going.
You're watching a bobber out there and you're a lousy fisher.
Oh, no. I watched the bobber sit in one freaking place is what I did. But, Damn, bobber.
So you only looked at your phone when something came in.
When something came in. Yeah, I'm not sitting there like perusing the internet or whatever. Right. But if I – and this is the whole point, and this is why we wanted to talk about this. It's important to understand when you need to be fully present and to prioritize those things that are important, like being with family, because we were away and we were spending quality time with each other as friends and with our kids. But my priorities could change in an instant. Like if I had one of our clients that something went haywire on and a 911 came in, I might need to take 30 minutes to solve it.
So I'm going to ask you this.
Yeah. And it's just the nature of the business I'm in.
During the podcast.
Yes.
Do you ever pull your phone out? No. Do you ever pull the phone out and look at it?
Do you ever prioritize your bladder over recording?
Well, hell yeah. But I don't have to check the thermostat right now. So do you ever... One of us really a lot funnier than the other one.
Do you prioritize not wetting yourself over recording the podcast?
How many minutes
are we? Thanks for making my point. For
you might want to mark this because we may have to edit this out.
Oh, no, this is the good stuff.
So to you. During the episode, do you ever pull your phone out and look at it?
I can't.
Okay. Why?
Because this is my top priority right now because this is a business.
So
again,
we spend an hour and a half on the average in here talking and drinking good beer.
Yep.
Which I'm ready for another one.
Yes, sir.
But you don't look at your phone yet 30 minutes with your kids, you're saying you can justify looking at your phone.
So here's the difference.
Okay.
When I'm with my kids, I have the choice of coming back, stepping out and coming back. I don't get that luxury in the podcast. And there's been times when I've had things come in while we're recording and I've responded back and said, hey, in a meeting, call you back shortly.
Folks, the only time that I pick up my phone during the podcast, if you're watching, because they're going to be like,
is when he
pees. We watched YouTube and we saw you pick up your phone. You'll realize it's because I'm trying to Google an answer or something like that. And Google is fabulous for any type of answers that you need, questions that you have. But anyway.
No, Darren and I are absolutely on the same page of this. He wants to bust my nuts because he's, you know, Darren.
Just stoking the fire.
You do need to know when it's important to be around loved ones. But the whole point in this is don't give yourself these boundaries. Don't give yourself these rules that you're going to break for yourself and then feel bad about. You shouldn't feel bad if you need to reprioritize something, because there's going to be times when you're out to dinner with your family and an emergency is going to come up in your business and the business is there to take care of your family. Right. And so at this moment, I've got to do something.
You do.
Don't beat yourself up.
Just like,
and don't let Darren beat you up either because it's Darren.
What did Dana say? It's okay to eat the donut.
Yeah. It's
eat
optimal or less optimal.
Just adjust everything else before or after. So
absolutely.
All right.
The next one, and this is a really big one.
Oh, you did this over New Year's.
Give yourself permission to step away. Here's what we mean by that. So
don't answer Darren's text for 5 days, even when he's concerned that you're still alive after.
Well, my fingers weren't strong enough to text.
They were strong enough to drink.
I was almost dead, you know, so I wasn't communicating well. No, giving yourself permission to step away. What we mean by this is one of the things you're going to find as a busy entrepreneur or professional is having a million things to do. And as Darren said earlier, you're never going to get your to-do list done every day. So you prioritize and you reprioritize, but you're going to get to a point at the end of the day where it's like, I've got 10 things left on the list. They don't need to be done today, but they're important. Sometimes you have to give yourself permission to say, you know what? Screw it. I'm done. And just be done. And sometimes you have to do that. I do reach this point, and you got to recognize it in yourself. There are days when it's like, I've been on a 5 or 6 day straight, long days, crushing it. Mm-hmm. And on that seventh day, I kind of get to 3 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm like, I'm out for a minute. I'm done.
You have to be.
Step away. It's going to be there waiting for me when I go back. Oh. It's funny how the to-do list doesn't go anywhere. It's like, hey, it's still here, yep. You know, still got to do. But yeah, give yourself that permission. And then, you know, if you're doing this active prioritizing, Darren,
that's huge.
Then you're just going to reprioritize the next day, you know, carry over some stuff.
Eat the big frog first or whatever that is. Anyway.
I mean, I dig frog legs.
There's too many things. It's like big frog, mouse trap, throw the fish. Mm-hmm. They're all whatever. But anyway, you can do it. As you said, it'll be there the next morning. I had that last night. And I was talking to somebody and I said, I'll be home by 6. And this was around 5. And I'm planned on it. And then a couple things happened here and there. And I had one.
5-0, folks.
Yummers. Goodbye, 5-0. We loved you.
If we can buy the recipe to this from, hey, Glenn.
So, but anyway, there was a certain time and I was going back and forth with a potential member and they kept emailing. Mm-hmm. And finally I just said, I answered their last question and I politely said, any other questions you have, I'll be able to answer tomorrow. I'm going home for the evening. Thank you. Good night.
Please tip your waiter, folks.
And that was it. We were done. I established that. Boom.
Yeah.
I finally cut it up because I do the same thing. Well, with my business, there, you never know. There's certain weeks where I look at the calendar and I'm like, man, every 3-4 nights this week, I've got to be here for events in the evening, which means the people at home are sacrificed.
They don't
get that time. So other weeks when it's slow, it's like, I've got to be able to set parameters, not boundaries. I mean, parameter is less of a strong word than boundary, but it's like, I said that I would be home around this time and I'm damn well going to do it because now I got the rest of the night with them.
Well, you're exactly right. And I'll tell you, one of the reasons why this episode was timely, as we talked about in the beginning, is I'm taking vacation this week.
Damn time.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, we've been in business now for, you know, gosh, what, almost 16 months?
You guys?
Yeah.
Count the number of diapers you've changed on yourself.
That's one. Lots. Lots. So 16 months and really our first vacation where we are
huge.
Leaving the state, you know, we're taking a bona fide vacation. That wasn't an easy decision.
You're leaving the state?
Yeah.
Are they going to let you cross state lines?
They're not going to know about it.
Are you sure? Okay. Just making sure. Shh.
I'm not going to say which state we're running to.
Buford D. Justice. Yeah.
I think my warrant doesn't allow me to leave this, but whatever. Yeah, anyway. No, but I had to give myself permission to do this. That's not an easy thing to do when, you know, because we're not where I want our business to be. We're in that phase where we're really growing and things are, I can see on the horizon where we need to go,
right.
But we're not there yet. And so to say, you know what, I'm going to put that aside for a minute, go on vacation. That's a big deal, especially when it's your first time after starting a business, you know? And I know a lot of people listening to this are going to really resonate with that thought. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I'm not where I need to be yet. And yet I really need to step away. Well, I'm doing it. I'm giving myself the permission. And I've got a support system set up for, you know, helping with our clients when we're out of town. We've worked on all. And it's crazy because ironically,
yeah,
as the freaking world works, these past couple of weeks have been the craziest freaking weeks that we've had, I think, since we started. An incredible amount of activity with contracts and listings and, you know, stuff going on with a podcast. I mean, it's insane. And it's like, why is all this happening right when I'm getting ready to leave? But it's like, I'm not changing the vacation.
I think
I'm going.
Honestly, and you should.
Yeah.
You should. You've established this. This is going to be huge. I'm not even going to talk to you next week. If you text me, it better be for fun reasons.
Only. Oh, I will. I will text you for fun reasons.
Only.
And but I will harass you because you're Darren Flanagan.
Then you need to send that reminder to Mr. Winnie. Feed my donkeys, please, while I'm gone. Wait a second. You got an empty house.
Yeah. I come back and my big green egg's missing,
no,
I know where it is.
I'm just wondering if I could take a sabbatical.
As long as you clean it, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Sabbatical on the farm.
Yes.
Anyway, but you're right. You are stepping away. You did that. You did it over New Year's, but for a couple days.
And it was easy then because there wasn't a lot going on because it was New Year's.
Ill. But it was good that you took a couple days.
But this is big.
This is huge.
Yeah. And it's a big step for us to be able to do that. So
it's a reward, actually. And that's how people need to treat it.
And I will tell you, I'm not sitting here like telling you I'm the model of having all this figured out. This was hard for us. It was hard for us to give ourselves a permission. Like, you know, we're not really where we want to be. We don't feel like we're financially where we should be with the family and all that. But we've earned it. Let's just do it. Let's step away. Let's spend some time disconnected as a family. It's necessary, and we're going to do it. So you should do the same thing in the big things, right? Like vacation, and also on those days where you've just been at it for a week and you're like, I'm just spent. I remember I had a day, I don't know, it was maybe about a month ago. Mm-hmm. It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I think. I don't remember what day of the week it was. It was like a Thursday or Friday. It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I had been humping it for weeks. And I just said, fuck this. I'm done. I went outside. I grabbed my backpack blower, started blowing leaves. And just I just took the afternoon and just I was done. Because nothing left that I had prioritized needed to be done that day. Mm-hmm. And I could just readdress it the next day. And I just needed it. I was like, I got to let this go for a minute. I got to just be quiet, be outside, just enjoy the peace and quiet and the fresh air outside. Like, I just can't be doing this business right now.
So I think part of that, when you say ties back to, you know, give yourself permission to step away, it doesn't mean you have to plan it. If there's a moment.
Yeah. I mean, I just
seize it.
It literally hit me like a ton of bricks. It was like 1 o'clock. I had a bunch of stuff to do and I'm like, oh God, I can't do this anymore. I just need a minute.
You need to.
And I love what I'm doing. Like going back to the beginning, I love what I'm doing. I'm having a really good time. I feel a lot of reward, but I just kind of hit the wall and I'm like, I got to let this go. I'm just going to let it go just for an afternoon.
There are certain days, just punch that clock and check out. But
and I'm going to tell you, I felt really good after that. I gave myself that recharge I needed. And the next day I got a shit ton done.
There you go.
Yeah. So do that. Give yourself the permission to step away. Now, here's another big one. Darren, recently we did a show on goals and goal setting. You know, we started the year, so we were talking about how to set goals and how to exceed them. We did.
What?
With Nick Brannon, remember?
Goals. To do what?
Yes. If you haven't listened to the episode like Darren, go back and listen to it. It was...
You know what? I have to give him a shout out really quick.
Yeah.
Since you brought up Nick. Because the other day with our group, I mentioned that I had a leak.
A little leaky poo.
Well, I don't know if it was an actual leak. It was a stain in the ceiling of the rental house that we have. And right after the meeting, and it's still raining, folks, this guy, Nick, goes out there and climbs on the roof and he sends me pictures. Like,
he had his cougar paws.
Here's your problem. And I'm like, are those holes in the. And he got on the roof, took care of it, boom, done. And that was within an hour.
Yeah, he's the man.
He is.
Hero Roofing.
I'm sorry. So,
go back and listen to his episode, goal setting.
And if you need a roofer
in this area,
call Hero Roofing, please.
Yeah. But going back to goals, right? So all of this, if you're working 12-hour days, 5 days a week, 6 days a week.
That's easy.
7 days a week.
okay.
No, seriously.
I'm trying to figure out 12 hours, not a problem. 7 days. No.
It's a lot.
Which one is
it? But here's the thing. Everything should tie back to your goals. So if you are working that much and you're crushing your goals,
mm-hmm.
and you go back and look at your goals and you're like, man, I'm like trending towards 150%.
Okay.
Maybe you can scale back.
Probably so.
Or if you're really humping it and you're on track, then you know that the reason why I'm putting in all this work is because I need to hit my goals. But if those are your goals, those are your goals for a big reason and there's a purpose and you feel good about it. Like I feel good about how hard I'm working right now. I feel really good about it.
Right.
I could go get a job and work a hell of a lot less and make more money right away.
Well,
okay. I wouldn't feel as fulfilled.
Yeah. Sorry, I was burping.
Yes. Away. For those of you that can't, you know, see us, it's just Darren about to throw up because he's
just burping.
He's got a little carbonation in his system.
Off microphone. So now, but I have a couple questions here.
Yes.
And I'll probably forget the second one.
would you like to write them down real quick, Mr. Flanagan?
I should. But the first one really is, you're talking about you're hitting it, you know, 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. That's 84 hours a week. And you're going, man, I'm crushing it right now. I'm doing this. My business is growing. I'm successful. At what point, and as you said, at what point do you have that recognition where it's okay to start scaling back on either the number of days or the number of hours that you're working and still maintain that success?
I think that's a great question.
Because it's more of an excuse for some people than it is.
I think it's a great question. And it goes back to setting your goals and really being fanatical about tracking them. Like, we've got our goals written down. We've had our goals written down for last year, our goals written down for this year. We have a spreadsheet that we're tracking our progress towards all those things every month.
Right.
And this is where it gets really important because we talked about this with Dana
mm-hmm.
when I was telling her that I'm really limited on time right now. I'm going through a season. I'm at a period in our business where we are really getting after it because it's our second year. This is kind of the breakthrough year for us. In 3 or 4 years, we'll have goals that allow us to scale back tremendously from the amount of activity we've got right now.
Right.
So we should be able to do that. But in, you know, like if my goals were to continue to go up and to the right and, you know, support that level of activity, then it's like, well, then you're justified.
What happened is if you went up and to the left?
Then your Excel screwed up.
Yes. Okay, just making sure.
You did your chart wrong.
I don't know.
But think about, like, I'll give you an extreme example. Right. Elon Musk. The man wants to change the world, and his goal is to have Mars colonized.
Right.
And he actually wants to die on Mars. Like, that's his life.
If he lands there now, he probably could.
Yeah, he would.
But I've heard something better about the moon versus that.
Yeah, but
it's easier to colonize.
The point is that here's a guy that is literally trying to change the way that people live. He wants to change space travel forever. He wants to go to Mars.
Right.
His goals support him working 7 days a week, probably forever until he's an old man. Right.
Different kind of brain.
Yeah. And in a very extreme example. But for me, you know, if you think about, like, if you were to look at a chart of our growth in the business, mm-hmm. it would be kind of like a hockey stick. It would start and it would kind of go up and then it would level off because we'd get to a point where we're now comfortable and the level of business that we've got is adequate and we don't need to work as hard to build it.
Okay.
So when you're in that building phase, you're probably working twice as hard to get it there than when you get to a point where you're maintaining and doing, you know, smart growth.
So,
you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And
because you're in the same boat. You're in year two. So you're still at a lot of events. You're still working really hard.
I am.
5 years from now, Launch and Go might have multiple locations and, you know, you've got people working for you and it's, you know, you've scaled back in your activity.
That's a whole different category.
But
it is. But no,
but you're in year two. You're still in that hustle and grind phase.
Finally, there was a point within that first year, if I had to walk out the door from launch and go for an hour, I was in like, oh my gosh, I can't be away from the business. And then,
and it was probably real. Like, oh, it was so real. Touch and go. You're real. Like, what have I done?
Right. Because every person that might walk through the door is a potential.
And you needed every penny.
Every penny.
Right. And we've all been there.
It's like the past 2 days. Yesterday, I was like, yeah, I got an appointment this morning. Look around. I'm like, you guys good? Great. Boom. I'm out of here. And I think it's the way you build your business and build your culture, because all the members are in here. They're like, hey, while you were gone, this person came through. They were looking for this. I gave them this car, you know, because they had gone through it. And it's like, but that's how I built the place. And I go, ah, oh, this is good. I can walk away and my stress is down. And I don't attend as many networking events, which I'm sure other people appreciate that I'm not there for.
Yes, we do.
But
you know, I had a guy tell me in real estate, he was very successful in real estate, had been in it for years. And he told me, he said, you're going to start to enjoy this business more when you can afford to step away from clients or walk away from clients. When you can make the decision that, nah, I don't need that.
Yeah.
That's when it's going to get fun.
I got another business right now that I understand. I just want to tell him to go spit.
Right.
But that business is not to that point yet.
Right.
And it's like, man, we don't need you.
Like you,
yeah.
You know, last year, like if there was a fish on the line, I was doing anything I can to get it in the boat.
Hell yeah.
And I would bend over backwards. I would do some really unnatural things. And I'm now starting to get to the point where it's like, you know what? You just sit out there and nibble on the line for a while. I got some other stuff I can do and I'll come back to you. And at some point, I'm just going to throw the rod in the water and say, F you, I don't need you anymore.
Yeah, but you guys have a well-established plan and it is just...
It's an evolution. It's an evolution. And
you have to trust it.
We're investing heavily still. So it's just, we're in that period.
That's your goals.
But exactly.
Even as many hours as... And you guys are... You and Kelly are a team, which is a huge benefit because you're getting two for the price of one.
Which means she's my boss.
She's always been your boss, Jake, from day one.
All yes. Right?
But anyway, I mean, you guys are still just kicking it. I mean, we've talked about your goals for 2019. We talked about your goals for 2020. And even over time, you know when it's like, okay, even though we've got this growth, it's huge. You guys still do a really good job of one of your goals is there's family time.
That's a great point, Darren. Actually, I'm glad you said that because I wasn't even going to say anything, but it's a good point. We do have documented goals for the year and we actually have goal. Like I've got a goal to take 2 vacations over summer break when kids are out of school.
Do I get to go on one with you?
You know what? I do need somebody to carry bags.
Thank you.
So yes, we can probably figure that out.
I can fit in the back of the truck.
But no, we've got that. We've got some other goals around family. Mm-hmm. So it's not just business. It's also those family goals. So that's a really good point.
Right.
But you know, go back and listen to our episode on goal setting if you haven't done so, because it's really important. You should write this stuff down. You should track your progress to it. And if you're tying all this back, you're going to feel like all that work you're doing isn't so much, because here's the thing, Darren, and this is kind of what I've hypothesized as I've thought a lot about this. Nobody wants to work their arses off and feel like it's all for naught.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Especially when you're thinking about balancing that time between family and your business. You want to know that if you're working your arse off and you're doing those long days and those 7-day weeks and, you know, you're just getting after it, you want to know that it's for a reason, that it's going somewhere.
That's true.
So if you're tying this back to those goals you've made and you're making it, that really helps give you that perspective.
Oh, boy.
So, Darren, the last thing.
I'm with you.
Is what?
Ask for help, people. Ask for help.
How many times have we talked about mentorship on this show?
Huge. We eventually are going to do an episode A full-blown
episode on mentorship on and what it means.
Because I just texted you.
Because you told me we need to.
Right. Yes. You're welcome,
people. I have a boss here and boss at home. You know, I thought I was going to be my own boss.
No, but we need help. We need somebody to guide us.
Yeah, I mean, if you're struggling with this, ask somebody. It doesn't even have to be a mentor, quote unquote. You know, I mean, find somebody that looks like they've got their stuff together.
You got a 3-year-old that is great for you. He leads you right where you need to go all the time.
He tells me what I'm supposed to do.
Dad, it's okay to walk outside with your pants off and pee in the yard. Why not?
Yes, that is the boy. True story, folks. Yes. But seriously,
right.
Ask for help. There are people that are probably better at this than you are.
Well, he wants your help.
Find them.
He wants you to do it next to him.
I have. Where do you think he learned it, dude?
I know. Just anyway. No, get help. Get whether it's a mentor, whether it's somebody to all they have to do is just be there to guide you. It could be that person that you've got to check in with every week.
It doesn't even have to be a quote unquote mentor or somebody that you're looking up to or smarter. Sometimes it's just having another set of eyes. Like, hey, can I go through my goals with you and kind of talk to you about, you know, all the work I'm doing? Do you see something I'm not seeing? Because sometimes when you're in it, it's harder to see what others easily see.
Right.
You know?
Why did you point at me when you said, they don't have to be smarter?
I think the reason's obvious there. Sure.
Right. It's you look at the world one way. It's like, I'm looking at the tree. Mm-hmm. I can see what I'm looking at. And the other person goes, there's a forest around you.
Yeah.
Pay attention to everything else.
Yeah.
So
let's go back through these, Darren. You know,
quickly,
we talked about defining the work-life balance. That may be difficult for you to do, but know that you don't have to have it fully defined. So the practices that we know will help you achieve balance in your life, not work-life balance, shed that term
balance,
because it's just balance. It's just life, right?
All of it is.
And business is a part of your life.
I got news for you. When you hit the pearly gates, if that's your thing, or if you're got 17, what are they?
I want pearly gates.
Virgins up there waiting for you. Whatever it is, wherever you're going, whatever happens, it doesn't matter. Even if you just, the day that you permanently check out, it was all about your life.
Absolutely.
Period.
In your business, your job, your career is a big part of your life. It is.
It's a big part of it.
It's a part of your life, just like,
but
it's not the most important thing. It's not the least important thing. It's just part of your life. And so it's all about balance. So here's what you need to do to find that balance in your life. Find a job or a business that you love.
I feel like we're doing Letterman's top 10 right now.
We're way better than Letterman. Find something that you love and know that it's still going to be work, but you're going to enjoy it, right?
Right.
I mean, you love Launch and Go.
I do.
It's work.
Oh, yes, it is. It's a work that I love to do.
Absolutely.
Every day.
Prioritize and know that this is not prioritization statically. You're going to need to actively prioritize every day. You know, do this in a list format, et cetera, but do it every single day, weekly, daily. Mm-hmm. Invest in your health. Darren.
Please.
Find some time to work out, you know, mental health, spiritual health. It's the mind, body, and spirit, right?
That's it.
The more healthy you feel, the better you will feel about balance in your life. Find opportunities for yourself and loved ones, meaning you may not get days off, but if you can find moments, if you can find an hour, you can find a half an hour. If you can find 15 minutes to sit at the table with your son, do it. Be fully present. Know that you need to be present with your loved ones, Darren. But don't set those boundaries where you're setting yourself up to disappoint yourself if you cross it. Because sometimes you're going to have to. You're going to have to reprioritize in a moment. And don't feel bad about it. Just know that it is what it is. And you're going to get back to what really matters most to you. Give yourself permission to step away.
Huge.
So you're going to work your ass off. But you got to sometimes just step away. Whether it's for a few hours or for vacation, but you can't do it all the time. And sometimes you just need it. You just need to go.
Could be an extra 15 minutes. That's all it could be. Could be. It's like, it's a beautiful day. I'm going to take a walk around the block and I'm going to get back to it.
Yep. Tie this back to your goals. So we've been really big on goal setting. We had an entire episode dedicated to it. If you are doing all the things you're doing to achieve your goals and you're on track, then you're in great shape. And if you're struggling, or even if you just want to improve, ask for help. There's so many people that will help you out.
And goals aren't set in stone, people.
No, you can adjust them as you go.
There you go.
So I hope this has been helpful to you guys. This is a topic we hear a lot of people ask us about. Darren, we didn't interview somebody today, but we could, because we were always looking for people to interview. So if somebody wanted to come on the show, what would they do?
It's a good thing I'm following your lead. It took me a moment.
You there? Well,
they would go to Beard Up Business and they would click on be on the show. And in less than a minute, we would get a notification that they want to be on the show.
People, he did this without his glasses on. You actually remembered the website, the link name.
And that's after drinking a lot more than a beer and a half today.
Holy smokes. I'm really impressed.
Pretty good.
What is it? Yeah, it's beer. I'll be damned.
It's called intelligence in that glass right there, folks.
Liquid intelligence.
There we go. So.
And we've got an episode of Questionable Answers coming up where we are answering tax questions that y'all set in. So thank you so much for sending in your tax questions. That's going to be a fun episode. We have another one coming up with Dana where we're talking about health. But, so if you've got any fitness or nutrition questions, send them in. We'd love to answer them.
Or mental health questions. She covers it all. So, oh my goodness. And you know what's so much fun?
Putting your glasses on?
I actually know. And I'm always scared when Jake tells me that we have a celebrity calling. So next week's episode, when we do answer all your, there's like 10 tax questions that we have. Mm-hmm. So thank you for all the responses and the celebrity who wants to, has a question for us. But moving forward, just as a reminder, our new sponsor is
the official beer.
The official beer, the new official beer of Beer and Business is Lion Creek Brewing right here in Peachtree City. They have a lot of stuff going on.
Super stoked about it. Can't wait to start drinking their beers.
And they're, we sat down for a kickoff meeting the other day. You want to talk about an amazing partner?
Oh man, they've got a great staff and they are really stoked about you.
Yeah.
You, the audience, they are really, really excited to connect with you and serve you. So they're a great brewery. A
lot of fun, interesting stuff that's going to happen. We're happy to have them on board. And
they need to come meet the guys at the brewery. When?
Thank you.
You got it? Can you read that, Darren?
March 12th.
I know the dyslexia.
On March 12th at 6 p.m.
Which is what day of the week? Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
Yes.
Because we established that the other day. So it's going to be our kickoff celebration with Lion Creek.
Come out and have some fun, some beer with us. Come meet some other fans of the show, people.
Huge fans. And we're actually getting, they're giving us space on their wall.
To put a bitchin' Beer and Business.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And vice versa. So.
So you guys are making that possible. So we really appreciate you. Keep listening. Keep telling people about us. Yeah.
And listen in, because they got phenomenal beers that are coming out and they have a really cool mascot that we're going to be talking about sooner than later.
And they got some stuff that I don't even think we can say it. So I'm not going to say it, but they've got some really exciting things that are, I wish I could tell you. So freaking cool.
And they always have great events. So go to their website and check them out.
Lion Creek Brewing. And we are coming to you from the official headquarters of the Beer and Business Podcast, Launch and Go Workspace.
That was supposed to be for Mr. Winnie, but he's not here.
Yes, he's, so, you know,
thanks for
busy.
Picking up his slack.
Yes. But not only do we record here in this lovely studio, but we actually rent the studio out. So if you have a podcast or you want to start a podcast or you know somebody that's into podcasting, don't do it in your basement. Come here and use the professional whatevers we have.
All there's that like blinky, all flashy stuff. We actually have a couple people. Two other podcasts that are recording this week.
Yeah, that's really cool. So
besides
you,
us.
You could be here. And Darren, do you have any events coming up that you'd like to talk about?
Well, this is going to go out later, but SABA, South Atlanta Business Association, if you hear this, because it happens tomorrow, it is always the second Thursday of every month at from 11:30 to 1 o'clock.
I just don't know that I want to come to that though, because I don't know if I got the money, Darren.
It's free dollars, Jack.
Oh,
free dollars. Yeah. Thank you for the slow pitch. So that's what's happening. Really, right now, go to the website, go to Launch Go Workspace, click on the tab that says events and see what else is happening this month. And we'll talk to you about the rest of that later.
And we want to remind you to subscribe to the podcast, download our stuff, you know, give us a 5-star review.
Only if we really
if we've earned it. If you think we've earned any less than 5 stars, just record, just like review another podcast.
Just come in here and I'll give you a beer.
But we're working on relaunching our website. We're going to start putting more videos online. We're really excited about some of the stuff that we're doing. And you can feel confident about all that because we are securely hosted by Overwatch Technology, which means those crazy hacking Russians are not going to get into your computer.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Because some of the fans are asking for an actual picture of me to be on the website. So if I email you that JPEG photo.
Have these fans seen you?
Not yet. That's why we might need to say
we are actually going to have a full relaunch of the website, folks. It's going to be huge. It's coming up soon. You're going to see a lot of our Line Creek branding in there. It's going to be pretty awesome. But just know that all of our stuff is secured by Overwatch Technologies. If you have computers in your business, you're smart because people that don't have computers in their business don't really have a business. But if you have computers, Darren, you need Overwatch. Mm-hmm. You don't need, you know, software that ends in ersky because that's probably true. Russian.
You don't need gremlins.
You don't need that. You don't need hackers protecting you from hackers. That's kind of bad.
Oh.
What you need is you need American-made software with American nerds watching all your data activity.
That's American.
America. So you need Overwatch Technology, www.overwatch.technology. Go to the website. Schedule your free assessment today to figure out if there's anything malicious on your computer. It's free. It's free freaking dollars.
Oh, my gosh.
Go today. Overwatch is a huge supporter of the show. We love them. You need to support them. And, you know, keep all the junk off your computer. And we have a tech tip this week, Darren.
We do?
Yes. We've talked about, you know, prioritization and organization as a part of, you know, keeping yourself on track for balance in your life.
Yes.
There are apps that will really, really help you in this. So you can be old school and scribbling on a piece of paper, or you can upgrade like I've done. There's apps like Evernote, OneNote, I mean, To Do, there are so many that will, they will seamlessly sync across mobile, web, and desktop application to where all that stuff is seamlessly taken care of.
I have a phone that has notes.
A note application?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not as advanced.
Okay, so there's so
we talked about prioritizing. So right. If you wanted to prioritize things as ABC or 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm. these note applications will allow you to do that or put due dates on them. So it's a little bit more robust than the note application that's on your phone natively. So look into these apps because they can really change things for you when it comes to prioritization. So
just make sure that they're in the actual app.
App Store.
Don't go out
Google
there.
Google Play elsewhere. If you're on Android.
Google Play.
App Store if you're on Apple.
Don't go outside.
If somebody texts
those.
You a link for a quote unquote free app and you don't have to pay for it,
don't do
that crap. It's dumb.
No.
You're getting viruses.
Hey, so we have, I'm looking here at the final thing. And it says Sage of Suds. We have some words of wisdom from the Sage of Suds.
I heard a story once, and I'm sure it's fictitious, but I wanted to share it because it's really important and it ties into the topic we talked about today. It's called the 9 o'clock dad. So there's a guy, and he's working really hard one day. He's promising his kids he's going to get home because he's been working a lot lately, and he doesn't. So he ends up strolling in at 9 o'clock at night. Kids are already in bed.
Mm-hmm.
So he feels really guilty about it, and he goes up to his son's room, and he grabs a book, and he starts reading to him. And he reads with his son, and he has some fun, and, you know, 20 minutes later, he tells him, okay, It's way past your bedtime. It's time to go to sleep. And it's something that was completely out of the ordinary for him to do that. But he felt bad because he had been getting home late and he got home after 9 o'clock. So he did that. And as he walks to go out of the room, he turns the light off and his son says, "Hey, Dad, can you get home at 9 o'clock every night?" I don't know if that's a true story or not. I don't know if it's something that somebody made up, but it goes back to what we talked about. When you have the time, take it.
That's it.
Take it. When you have the 15 minutes to, you know, just sit down with your oldest at the dinner table, do it. You don't get it back. You know, if
you got it
in Mr. Winnie's business, it's like an empty seat on an airplane. You never get that money back.
Right.
If you let that time slip, you'll never get it back.
You got it. That's a great thing, Jake.
So Thanks. Be a 9 o'clock dad. If that's what you got to do.
That's it.
Folks, thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week.